This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers recently heard the stories of Indigenous people whose relatives had been missing for years or decades. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on steps being taken to address that.
The CDC reports that Indigenous women are nearly three times more likely than white women to be killed in a homicide. Those crimes can take an extraordinarily long time to solve, often because of insufficient law enforcement, a lack of media attention, and complicated issues of police jurisdiction. Daisy Blue Star of the Southern Ute told lawmakers about her Aunt Bernie.
Every single day, I think of my Aunt Bernie, and why did we have to wait over 20 years to get answers?
Blue Star said her family never got those answers. A state bill sponsored by Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson and Democratic Representatives Monica Duran and Leslie Herod would create an office tasked with developing policies, helping family members, and coordinating with law enforcement. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Workers at a Starbucks shop in Superior begin voting on unionizing today. If successful, it would be the first location in the state to join the national movement among baristas. Len Harris is a shift supervisor and says they're pushing for higher wages amid decades-high inflation.
Forming this movement has been showing people across the workforce, not just Starbucks, that we have the power in numbers to fight back.
At least six other stores in Denver and Colorado Springs have filed to hold their own union elections. The Superior election will last about 1 month. A judge has dismissed criminal charges against a man accused of starting the spring fire in southern Colorado. The 2018 fire destroyed more than 100 homes in Costilla and Huérfano counties. The man is a citizen of Denmark and was repeatedly found incompetent to stand trial. This is CPR News and KRCC.